This program was first broadcast on Canterbury's community access radio station Plains FM 96.9 and was made with the assistance of New Zealand On Air.
It's time now to explore well-being with Diane Foster on Foster Wellness.
Welcome to Foster Wellness. Thanks so much for joining us today. We'll be here every Wednesday as part of Wellness Wednesday at 11 a.m. here on Plains FM 96.9. You can also find Foster Wellness podcast on plainsfm.org.nz and of course on iTunes. And each week I'll post the link on social media. You can find me on Facebook, Diane Foster, Foster Wellness, and of course on Instagram, Foster Wellness. Good morning, good morning, good morning. It is the 19th of December. How the heck did that happen? I don't know about you, but sometimes I feel like I'm caught between this constant wanting to look forward to something and then also complaining that time's running too fast. Of course, there is quite a logical explanation for that, is just kind of be more present, and time kind of like has this natural ability to slow down. I've been thinking a lot about that lately, about creating a life that we actually don't feel like we need to escape from. Someone told me that the best cure for not getting the holiday blues, because I got them a couple of weeks back after we'd been on holiday, was to actually plan your next holiday. And while I get the concept of it, part of me resists it because I really want to just really love the life that I have and that I've built. And so that's what I choose to focus on. I choose to continually focus on the life that I have. And I plan holidays. It always sort of comes back to that paradox of holding two things to be true at once. I've been thinking a lot about emotions lately, and feeling, and what we do with them, and what's the right thing to do, or, you know, how do we navigate life? And I guess I've been thinking about this a lot so that I can communicate ideas or things that I have been able to figure out in a more constructive manner. And I guess the way I tell my story sometimes, a lot of people assume that I'm kind of like emotionless, like I just was really calm and I just really honed in and was able to be really intuitive, and that must have somehow come quite easily for me. And the more I reflect on it, the more I realise that all of those emotions were still there. The fear of dying was definitely there. However, the difference is I allowed myself to feel it. I allowed myself to feel the fear of, what if I die? And of course, I kind of take the piss out of myself and say, man, I really am going to die. You know, I acknowledge that I'm going to die. And I know that on some level we all know we're going to die, but it's really acknowledging that emotion and that feeling that, yeah, actually one day our days will come to an end on this lifetime. And I don't ever assume to know what anyone else thinks or feels about this, because I'm an absolute N equals one girl. I don't think about things on a macro level. I don't think about how to change the world. I do not think about how to change the world. I know a lot of people do, and it impresses me and amazes me in their passion for wanting the world to be a different place. But that's not my field of expertise, or that's not the layer in which I work. The layer in which I work is that I'm my own experiment, and I work on the absolute micro level, on myself. And therefore it makes sense that when I work with other people, when people ask to work with me, that we're working on them. I'm not trying to change the world, make it the right place, and I love all that, and that's amazing. It just, I don't work at that level. I work on a really micro level on how to make my world a different place, my world the best place it can be. And in doing so, I hope that I make other people's worlds better places. And if I was to be really honest, I guess that by doing that, and if we all step up and lean in and do that, then maybe we will change the world. When I came in this morning, as you can tell, I decided my topics as I drive into the studio. As I came in this morning, I decided that I was going to talk about letting go. So I probably just got a little off track there, so we'll get back on track. It's not the suppression of emotions that leads to growth or to moving forward. It's actually the complete opposite. It's actually the feeling of those emotions to a true depth that allows us to move through them. So before, my example was, you know, the fact that I feared death. In acknowledging it and asking, is this true? Well, actually, it is true. I am going to die. And I actually have no desire to figure out how to live forever. I just think that's weird, and it's not in me to want to do that. Because at some level, I trust that whatever happens after we die will be okay. And in that moment on the couch, when I turned and faced death and had that conversation, I really, really allowed myself in that moment to be in fear. And the most incredible thing happens, and you can, if you actually go deep into that moment, into that sense of it, and feeling whatever emotion it is you're feeling at that time, you can just feel it, like, almost dissipate and like, disappear. Because it is true. I am going to die. But what isn't true that is that I need to be fearful of it? I have no issue taking it forward as a reminder, as leverage, for myself to make the best of each day. But I'm not trying to shut it away. I'm okay feeling whatever feeling comes up. In the last 2 weeks, I have been a bit of a sad sack compared to my normal sort of naturally happy disposition. I've been a bit down. Maybe I could blame the weather. I think it's more the fact that I've been incredibly reflective of this year. I've started quite early, and I've been really reflective of what this year's been, what I've done, what I haven't done. And at some level, not at some level, I'm really disappointed with some of the things that I haven't achieved that I thought I would. Really disappointed. And other things are beyond my expectation. So this morning when I was out walking, I actually went into that, like, you know, why am I not stepping in? Why am I not leaning in? Why am I not doing some of the things I know I need to be doing? What am I afraid of? Big thing for me is kind of like losing control. I don't even think I have control, but I have this fear of losing control. How bizarre is that? And rationally, I know that I always have the right to say yes or no. But I find it hard to say no. Which is interesting because I was listening to a TEDx talk by Elon Musk's ex-wife, and which is just interesting in itself. Really, really bright woman, really, you know, good writer in her own right. But pretty much, I think she's done 2 or 3 TEDx talks, and they're all pretty much about her ex-husband, which is funny in its own right. And one of the things that she noticed about him as a visionary was that he had the ability to say no to anything that took away from his energy, his time, his vision. He'd just say no. felt incredibly jealous of that single skill. Felt incredibly jealous of that single skill. Because I'm very aware that I'm not a visionary, that that's not a space that I am in or have ever been in. So it makes me reflect on the space that I am in, and that's very much about N equals one, I am my own experiment, micro level. And when I acknowledge that, I can feel the fear of leaning in and afraid that, you know, things won't turn out the way I think they should or the way I want them to. It just subsides. Which is really interesting because, you know, like we can know all this stuff. Like I know all this stuff. I know it in my head. I understand it. But how do we actually live it? And how do we actually understand it at a cellular level? Because writing the dream down isn't enough. We need to let go of the fear and the emotion that goes with it, either way, of either achieving it or not achieving it. Letting go of the emotion behind it actually releases the thoughts that go with it, the challenging thoughts that go with it. So when we let go of the emotion, our thoughts change. They're so interlinked. If we keep emotions suppressed and hidden and just simmering under the surface, then our thoughts come from that. It's like a fulfilling our own prophecy. Where if we actually go into our emotions and allow them to come up and to acknowledge them and not actually spout to everybody or rant to everybody how we feel, but to channel them in a way that is productive and useful and loving, changes stuff. Changes stuff in our life right here, right now, and moving forward. And so when we write down our dreams and we have dreams and we let go of the emotion behind it, good, bad, right or wrong, or, you know, even if it's one, a fear of actually getting it, we say we want it, but we've got a fear of getting it, like me. We say we want it, and our desire for it is so strong that we just, like, strangle it, literally, like we're obsessed with it. Our desire for it is so strong, we're obsessed with it, that's what we can think about. We're actually, in either scenario, setting the intention, the goal, the dream, whatever it is, and letting it go. Let it go. Let the attachment of it go. There are so many things that's easier to do with and so many things that's harder to do with. So on the easy things is, you know, like if it doesn't really matter whether it happens or not, it's really easy to let the attachment of it go. If it's something that really matters to you and will literally change your life, it's really hard to let the attachment of it go. And if I reflect on the journey that I've had, sometimes in my most kind moments, if I allow myself to think, what did I really do really well? That is what I did really well. I believed with all my heart, my soul, my body, my mind, at every cellular level, I believed that innate healing can happen. I believed that my body was possible. It was possible for my body to provide an environment and allow my body to innately heal. Absolutely, with all my heart, I believed it. And I let it go. I absolutely let it go, knowing that if it happened, that would be amazing. And if it didn't, that would be okay too. I made either scenario okay so I could actually let it go. And I'd have to say it is something that I notice in in clients and people I work with, is the absolute resistance to letting that go. I can't tell you the number of times I've heard people tell me, I have to heal, this has to happen, there is no other option. But when we do that, we're not actually allowing the universe or our body to find solutions that actually help, in my humble opinion. When we do that, we're actually so stuck and so fixated on that has to happen, we're not in a solutions-based orientated mind and intuitive space to actually let those solutions come through or just allow our body to actually go to that beautiful place of life and trust. Because that's what we're looking for, is we're looking for that space in us that's a life force, that is joy and love and understanding, and it's also grief and sorrow. Because when we go to that place and those emotions come up, we can let them go too. And don't get me wrong, one of the things about doing this, like, because I always think that there's consequences to everything. One of the things about this is that I can possibly seem a little indifferent at times. And again, I know I've talked about a lot. I know I have talked about this a lot this year. It's the paradox of it. It's the paradox of holding two things to be true at once. I would really like to be a world-class speaker, and I need to let that go and understand that it will be okay if that doesn't happen. But then, if my intent is that I want to be a world-class speaker, then I need to do things every day to ensure that that does happen, and be okay with letting it go. I don't know about you, but it's quite a mind blow for me, just always trying to hold those conflicting thoughts in my mind. And so I don't hold them in my mind, I just let them go. Because when you truly have an intent, when you truly know what you want to be doing in your life, it stays with you. You do not need to go to your diary in the morning and remember what it is that you want to do in your life. When you've pinpointed the thing that you actually really want to do intuitively, it is in every cell of your body, and when you wake up in the morning, you are reminded of it. That doesn't mean that it's simple or easy and it just comes naturally, although I think it can come with more ease, grace, and flow than we give it credit for. And that can happen by consistently letting go and being aware. What resistance is coming up in me? What am I choosing to let go of? I wonder why that's there. I wonder what I'm feeling. I fully understand that I must sound like a complete crazy person when I tell you some of these things. And yeah, I do have these random conversations with myself. Possibly to make sure I'm not entirely crazy all the time. I do have practitioners and coaches that I work with, so I don't sound so crazy, and every now and then it gets said out loud. But literally, the work that I do with a coach or a mentor is the same work that I am wanting to do within myself on my own. Just as it is the same work that I do with my clients, we're encouraging, supporting, and getting them to the stage where they do that work on their own. They're constantly re-evaluating, becoming aware, letting go to move forward. I'm not entirely sure what happens when we die, but I remember when I was told, you know, you've only got 365 days, I thought, I really don't want to be taking heaps of baggage with me on this journey. Like if I have a spirit that I don't want to take all this baggage with me, so I want to let some of it go. It was a huge sort of conscious thought of mine through that time when I was unwell, just letting go all of the baggage that I could. as much as I could. I'm not sure I forgave people because I just don't know if I quite identify with that word, but I let go of the emotion and the story that I was telling myself about what it meant, what that situation meant. Constantly letting go of the stories, the situations, the emotion. When you let go of that stuff, your thoughts change. Because obviously we don't have control over every single thought that comes into our mind. But then again, we do, because the more we let go, the more our thoughts change and the more positive they become. Not that it's a positive-negative thing, but a more enriched they become, I feel. And a lot less of them come because of that, you know, unattachment. Bit of a random chat today. I feel like our chats recently have been a little bit random. Probably at a deeper level, like I'm just trying to be honest about the fact that my life is not perfect. That's really hard. It's a really interesting perspective for me because, you know, I tell a story that even I'm impressed by when I hear it. Sometimes I'm like, whoa, that shit happened in my life. Yet I still have the, you know, similar struggles to people. I still think about how to do better and, you know, how to live the happiest life I can. And I guess that's why I sit here once a week to have a chat. Because if I can make my life easier and if I can share my ways of doing that or my thoughts around that, and if that makes your life better, then maybe we will change the world by letting go one thing at a time. Thank you so much for hanging out with me today. If you'd like to see or hear more from me, then you can find me on Facebook, Diane Foster, Foster Wellness, and on Instagram, Foster Wellness. You can find me on LinkedIn under Diane Foster. If you'd like to get in touch with me, diane@fosterwellness.co.nz. My website is fosterwellness.co.nz. I'm always up for speaking gigs, mentoring clients, and workshops. So get in touch, even if you're just interested in having a chat. And of course, every Wednesday, 11 a.m. here on Plains FM. And the Foster Wellness podcast is available on plainsfm.org.nz and of course iTunes. And you can also each week find a link to the podcast on social media. Thank you so much for listening. I hope you get to foster some wellness each and every day, especially today. Thank you.